Hello, my name is Jane Scanlon from the Harmony Business Academy. Today we are going through the journal to network or not to network. We are going to be covering three key areas. Sorry, I have an itchy nose. So the first one is about unlocking the doors to infinite possibilities with networking. Second, we're going to be tuning into the real challenges and misconceptions of networking. And the third is maximizing the value of networking. Now, the reason I am talking about networking is because I've literally just come from a networking event. And I restarted networking. I hadn't done it for years. Big gap with the whole lockdown stuff, moving areas from South London to Dorset. And I hadn't got into the face-to-face networking again. I'd done everything online and I built a business online down here in Dorset, not knowing anybody and not doing any networking. So it is possible, but it depends on how big we want to get, how well known we want to get as well, and whether you see clients face to face, whether you are a people person. So does networking work, or, you know, is it a waste of time, basically? So it's kind of a controversial subject. Some people love it. Some people hate it. Some people are afraid of it, so they stay away. So let's just dive in to whether it's really going to help you or not. So I have, we're just going to focus on three kind of things. Like I say, I have built a business from scratch without doing any face-to-face networking or really any online networking. It's been putting the effort in on places like Facebook and Instagram. But does networking unlock the doors to infinite possibilities? So there is a real potential for networking, and when you network, it's about collaboration, it's about giving and receiving, it's about listening and really planting those seeds for future business. Trust me, you're not going to walk into a networking meeting and come out with a ton of business. Like, it's not instant success. But are you wasting your time and potentially money? There are lots of free networking gigs out there, but there are also lots of paid for events. So what's going to be best for you and your business? So for some people, networking is their bread and butter. That's what they put their time and effort into. That's their marketing. So for me, I'm now doing a bit of both. I do my marketing online, but I'm getting face to face with the kind of local audience. I'm building my brand and a stronger brand locally by networking. It could bring up many possibilities and opportunities. Now, you do get pitched to, because people will see you and your energy and your vibe, and they may well want you in their business or their multi-level marketing team. So you need to know where you stand with that kind of stuff before stepping through the doors of networking. But by constantly showing up, by connecting, giving value, and that might not necessarily mean a referral, but that might be when you finish your networking, going home and connecting with everybody online, on the social media platforms, and boosting some of their posts, like liking or loving or, you know, doing all the care sign or whatever it is, and writing a sentence or two. One word and a thumbs up is not going to boost anybody's posts, okay? So it's all the other sort of emojis, and it's a sentence or two that will boost their post. So that is building the partnership and collaboration. And if you link in with your vibe, again, you are building your brand with the kind of comments you're putting on other people's posts and helping to boost them. Now, you're not going to be able to help everybody, but it could unlock the doors to infinite possibilities, because your network, physical or online, is exactly what it is. But if you invite somebody else in and they start commenting on your posts, then your network grows and your reach grows. So this is a two-way street. You're offering support, you're sharing resources, and all of that combined can really strengthen your branding. It can strengthen your business, and it can bring in the clients. Now, number two, the real challenges and misconceptions of networking. It's the marathon. It is not a sprint. Like I say, you can show up to one networking thing, if then you're not going to walk out with £1 million. And you, chances are, you might not get any business. Chances are, no, somebody might not even follow you. In fact, the whole group might not even follow you on social media. That happens quite a lot. I'm going to talk about that in section three. But yeah, it's a marathon. So building genuine connections. And when you go networking, think about the links. You might really like somebody, but if your network groups are not crossing over business-wise, perhaps it's not the best to spend your whole time talking to them. Yes, talk to them, connect with them. You never know about those infinite possibilities, what might come up, but really work the room, really talk to everybody, taking in other people's businesses, other people's energy, and kind of, you know, what's their brand? What are their values? What are their beliefs? Do they link in with you? Can you help them? Do you know somebody else who can help them? So you're thinking about all of those connections. Now, it can be time consuming. And that's why, you know, you really have to do networking effectively and get the right groups. But it's time consuming. You've got to show up, especially if it's face to face, physical networking. You've got to get there. They're always a couple of hours long. And what if nothing actually happens? What if your people aren't there? Well, if you've shown up and your people aren't there, that's fine. You don't go back to that group again for a while, maybe 6 months. Maybe the energy or the people might have shifted by then, or maybe it's just not your thing. There's lots of networking groups out there, and many of them, they're not for me. They're not. They don't link in with my life time-wise, and perhaps they don't have the type of people that I work with in them. So again, do your research, because not every networking event is for you. So you want to build those genuine connections, you want to show up to the right ones for you. And you need to follow up just what I said earlier about connecting with the people. This is about building connections. So follow up. If they could be a really good link for you, then do the coffee dates. I spent a lot of time doing coffee dates and linking up with people. When I first started networking and I went to a morning one, and these were things that were tracked and you had to do them. But quite frankly, they weren't the right people. They weren't the right people. So I was wasting my time doing that. It was time consuming and it didn't equate to money in the bank. You must be mindful about what group you're going to and what business you have, because trust me, not every networking event is for you. Even if that networking group make and turn over, because they track their money, turn over like millions of pounds, it might not be for your business. So the real challenges and misconceptions: get the right one. It's a marathon. It is not a sprint. It can be time consuming, but if it's with the right group, it's not going to matter, because that time is going to be well spent. If it's with the wrong group, then yeah, it is a waste of time and time consuming. Is it an instant cash machine? No, it is not. This is a long-term game. This is about building connections, building relationships, showing that your brand is on point, whether you meet them on a Wednesday morning or the next time you see them is at a evening event. They're going to get the same person no matter where you are. They're going to get the same brand. They're going to get the same business. So consistency is key. Planting those seeds to grow into fruitful opportunities. Okay. Number three, maximizing the value of networking. So remember, this is a marathon, it's not a sprint. Authenticity is key. Just what I just said about the your brand, no matter what time or day they see you, you are you, you are your brand, you are your business. Your values, your beliefs all link in, and they don't wildly change. Okay. So it could be, networking could be the bedrock of your business. But that networking and those relationships are built on trust and mutual respect. They're also, so trust comes in with that branding, and that consistency. In this type of a race, shall we say, it's those that nurture connections, those that are consistent, those that show up as themselves, as their brand, are the ones that win the race. They're the ones you're going to think, if an opportunity comes up or somebody asks you, do you know this sort of person? Or this sort of business, you're going to think of the person that's consistent, that's trustworthy, reliable, and that you respect, right? So next bit is about the follow-up. And again, what did I say? I said, let's follow up with people. Let's connect with them online. Let's make sure we are connected on Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn. You know, if you're one of those people that do the let's connect on LinkedIn and you get everybody to connect with you and you don't connect with them, that's not very good. So you got to go through and connect with everybody and then keep that connection up. And actually, I say everybody, no, that's not what I mean. Connect with the people, because remember, your online network is very powerful because of the algorithms. So you do want to connect with the correct sorts of businesses online. So my business, especially with Instagram, I really connect with anybody and everybody in the health and wellness, well-being industries. I'm not going to necessarily be connecting to people like mortgage brokers, insurance, unless they are like health and wellness insurance, like Baylins or something like that. Yeah. So keep it on point when you're away, when you're connecting and doing that follow-up. Don't waste all of your time doing follow-ups with everybody. Think proactively and strategically who are going to be good links for you. Effective networking is certainly an art. I'm getting back into it, but people are seeing me, they're connecting with me, and they're seeing that Jane, the Harmony Business Academy owner, is the same Jane, because she works with health and wellness and creative businesses. She's the same Jane that has a therapies business. Look, it's the same industry. Yeah, do you understand? So it's all that. I'm not wildly, randomly different here, there and everywhere, confusing them. It's Jane Scanlon within the health and wellness creative industry. They know why I'm like a tech wizard, because I had my IT background. They know about my therapies business, because that's why I like to work with holistic and well-being, etc. businesses. So it's getting that brand, and it's talking about yourself and getting confident about talking about you and your business. So breathe. In conclusion, networking is certainly not a one-size-fits-all scenario. You have to find your own way networking. You need to find the correct networking groups. Make sure your brand and your vision is on point, so you're not confusing the audience, because they're literally right in front of you this time. And you know, where what feels good for you. Don't go all suited and booted if actually, you know, your vibe is Doc Martens and ripped jeans. That's your vibe and that's your business vibe. Own it and show up like that. So be you, be your business, be congruent. Enjoy the process. You never know who you might meet. You might meet friends, mentors. You might be collaborating with some of these businesses. And what I found is it's just really inspirational. And it's beautiful to see most of the groups I go to are very female orientated. But it's great to see women out there doing their thing, running their businesses of all different sizes and from all walks of life. So in the journal post, the written one, at the bottom, there is start your own networking checklist. So there's a whole list of things to help you with your networking, whether it's a little note to get that sort of elevator pitch sorted. We talk about cards and flyers to hand out. Personally, I go with flyers because they've got everything. They've got my offer on it, and I talk about my offer in the elevator pitch. So to network or not to network, well, you have to get it right, don't you? But I shall certainly be doing more networking, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it.